Let's go to the message this morning. This is Sunday morning. We like to still have a word on Sunday morning, if I'm able. Amen? And I'm able. So let's see what we can do. I've had surgery. I'm 5 weeks this coming Tuesday from a pretty serious surgery and getting better. Still can't eat good meat yet. I'm trying, though. Had my wife last night. They went and had some pizza. I said, can you bring me a pizza home? It was delicious. Takes me three times as long now to eat something. But anyway, I'm getting better. Amen. Let's go to the Word this morning. I'm in a series called Secret Stress. Secrets that we keep that cause stress in our life. Most everybody keeps secrets. I believe the biggest secrets we keep are family secrets. Stuff about our family that we don't want people to know about. Stuff about us we don't want people to know about. And like I said last week, I don't think that it's wrong to keep secrets. But a lot of times we do it because what will people think? What will people think of me or my children if they know what happened? Well, the bottom line is the Bible even says a friend covers for a friend. I get that. However, stress will kill you. Stress will cause you to get your guts cut open. I'm telling you, stress will give you headaches, heartaches, heartbreak. It'll make you somebody you can't even recognize anymore. Who did I become? So edgy, then you're popping pills like a crazy person. I'm just saying, you might want to listen. Come on. Let's go to the scripture, see what we can find. It's just me looking at people. Last week was Hannah. Remember? Little Hannah couldn't have a baby, but she took it to the Lord. Amen. Gave that little boy back to the Lord and had five more, didn't she say? Wow. And we learned a little bit last week. Let's learn some more from this fella. Boy, this is me. This is me. If you ever wonder who's Gary in the Bible, I'm this joker, Peter. I'll knock you out and ask questions later. How many of us like Peter a little bit in this room? Say, run your mouth a little too much. Say, yeah, that's me. The Bible says of Jesus, Simon, his name's Simon Peter. You could just simply say, Peter, Peter. He told Peter, Satan has desired to have you, Peter, that he can sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, when you repent, when you come back, Peter, strengthen your brothers. Giving us a little clue. They're going to do it too. Let's talk about it this morning. Just a brief message. Peter's denials. How many times did Peter deny Christ? How many? Yeah, so you know a lot of this already, but let's keep looking. This is my opinion. Jesus said, you're going to deny me three times. This is in his hour of need, right before he goes to the garden, to the cross. Remember, say. And this is the so-called leader, remember? Peter. And here's my opinion. Peter had a problem long before Jesus told him, you're going to have some problems. Did you just hear that? Country math right there. He ain't just being a prophet, in my opinion. You gonna deny me three times. See, in the future. No, because see, Jesus walked with Peter. Jesus knew Peter. He knew what was on inside of him. He knew Peter was just a ball of mess. A ticking time bomb. About to go off. Not just quit on him. He knew it already. He'd seen it in his life. Peter was a denier long before he denied Jesus openly. That's my opinion. I believe Peter was a man who wasn't quite sure about Jesus. Even though he walked with him. Even though he saw things that he did. I believe, I don't know about him. I better keep trusting me. I better not put both hands to the plow yet. Y'all hearing me or not? Peter denied Jesus secretly. I believe this. This is me. I'm just giving you my view of the, as I read Scripture. And as I live life a little longer and see what stress can do. And I believe the stress from that denial that was inside of him made him a what? You ever wonder why people do what they do? Oh my gosh, live right next to me. I can't believe he did that. We're good at hiding stuff, aren't we? Oh, I just saw her yesterday. Can't believe it. There's some crazy people on planet Earth, aren't they? Here's the news. You one of them. You one of them. You look at me, my preach is crazy. I look at you and go, my church is crazy. Keep looking. Peter thought he could take care of Peter because, see, Peter was full of Peter. Peter didn't just start full of Peter when Jesus said, you're going to deny me three times. He's already full of Peter. Now, we're going to learn. He said unto them, who do you say that I am? Peter said unto Jesus. He said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto Peter, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. This is prior. He said unto Peter, your name's Peter, which means little rock, and upon this rock, that's Jesus, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. That was something Peter really didn't need to hear. And you know, we went on and made him the Pope, didn't we, say? Well, I didn't have nothing to do with that, but I mean, a lot of people did. Peter won't no Pope. Peter was a nut. He wasn't building the church on Peter. Aren't you glad our church wasn't built on Peter? Yes or no? And by the way, this church ain't built on Gary either. You understand that? Yes or no? You'd all go in the ditch. This is built on the rock. His name is Jesus. Amen. Come on. That's who it is. Flat out. So, the rock is Jesus, not you, Peter. So what can we learn real quick? We got 10 minutes. That's all I got, Raj. You got to get on the stick. Don't hold your hands up. It's your fault. Here we go. So secret stress, the stress that comes from keeping secrets. How can I learn from Peter? Can I learn from Peter today in 10 minutes? Please, Peter, help me. Here we go. Peter says, learn from me, learn from me. In his epistles, 1st and 2nd Peter, Peter says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God. I didn't do that. I wasn't good at that. But now that I've seen, after I've been strengthened and after I've lived for the Lord, now I'm coming near my death. Humble yourself that he'll exalt you. And he says this verse, say it with me, 7. Casting all your what? The word care is the literal word stress. It's translated anxiety. Last time I checked, anxiety is the same thing as what? So cast all your stress upon the Lord, for he what? He said, if I could teach you anything, please don't do what I did. Don't take the stress and keep it inside. Deal with it, man. Deal with it. Cast it on him. What will people think? He loves you. He'll never leave you. He didn't leave me. I left him, Peter says. Peter says, listen to me today. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking to devour you. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in this world. But the God of all grace, listen, who's called you to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, he'll make you mature. He'll establish and strengthen and settle you. Oh, I learned it too late almost, Peter says to him. Say it with me. Be what? Glory and dominion forever and ever. Peter, when I was young, he says, I thought it was me. I put too much focus on me. You hearing me or not? So how do you deal with the secret stress of denial? Peter says, I'm going to help you this morning. Here it is. Number one, say that pretty loud with me. Don't say. Why are you so stupid to say stuff like that? I'll never cheat on my wife. I'll never do this. You don't know what you'll do. What you ought to do is hush. Who's telling you that? Me and Peter. Don't say that. We look at other people sometimes, the crap they're doing. I'd never do that. You're a nut. You don't realize the stress you just put on yourself. It's not wise, guys. Jesus, and he said unto Jesus, I'm ready to go to prison with you and to death. That's what Peter said. I'll never deny you, Jesus. I'll never deny you. I'll go to prison with you, for I'll deny. See, I'll never do that. Did you hear him say it? And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock, the rooster shall not crow this day before you've denied me how many times? Don't say I'll never do that. You want to deal with secret stress in your life? Number one, help me now. Don't say what? I don't understand the message. How hard is this? Come on. Peter said, though I should die with you, yet I'll not deny you. And guess who else said it? All the rest of the deniers. Did you know the Bible says that Jesus, he died alone. All his disciples forsook him and fled. The spotlight's on Peter, but every one of them did it. But not me. I'm a disciple who won't do it. Don't say you won't do it. That's why people get out of church and never come back, because they thought they never would. And when they do, they're so ashamed of themselves, they can't ever darken the door again. Why do you act like that? Don't talk like that. You got feet of clay. You're just as crazy as the next person. You need Jesus. Yes or no? I need him in my marriage. I need him in my ministry. I need him in my walk every day in life. I need him because me is a mess. Don't say I'll never do that. Number two, we're learning. Quick, Roger. Where you at? Number two. Say that. Don't say. So go ahead. I don't need to pray about temptation. I'm good. This is Peter teaching, not me. I'm just here. And he came out, Jesus. He went as he was going to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him after the Last Supper. And when he was at the place in the garden, he said unto them, say it with me, pray that you what? Enter not into what? And when he rose up from prayer, Jesus rises up. He comes to his disciples. He found them what? For sorrow. He said unto them, why y'all sleeping? Get up, pray. Wake up, lest you enter into temptation. And guess what? They went to sleep again. And Jesus comes last time, and he looks at him and says these two words. If you know him, say them with me. Sleep on. Something to really help you with stress is start praying about temptation. Start praying about things and about your life. And start praying. Say, I'm weak. I'm going to humble myself under the mighty hand of God. I ain't got my act all together. I'm not all that. I'm going to start my day every day with you, Jesus. I'm going to walk through my day with you, Jesus. I'm going to stay low. I'm going to keep at your feet, Jesus. Amen? Pray about it. Have I lost you? Just learning from Peter. Number three, don't say it with me, I can fight in my own. This was me. I was the preacher that didn't pray. I had amazing problems at home. And I thought, if I stay faithful and I just keep in there and I just keep trying, it'll get better. It didn't. So I try harder. I can do this. I can do this. I can do it. And then when it came all tumbling down, it's a wonder I didn't take my own life. Stress can hurt you so bad. Y'all hear me or not today? Don't say I can fight in my own strength. That's the way I grew up as a ball player. I was poor. We had to work. If you're not careful, you'll live your life like that is your faith. We'll live our life like that. I'm good. I can do it. I can handle it. And all of a sudden, boom, you fall over with a heart attack, deader than a hammer. Because you couldn't handle it, could you? How many would say, that was me, Pastor. I couldn't handle it. That was me. I just couldn't. It nearly killed me, man. It nearly killed me. I know there's more than three. I'll ask it again. How many did that? Let me see some hands and quit lying to me. Good grief. Judas, then having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, they come with lanterns and torches to get Jesus in the garden. Then Peter had a sword. He drew it out. And he cut off Malchus' ear. It's listed in another. And he cut off his ear. The servant's name was what? I got you, Jesus. All the Romans. But Peter can handle it. Peter's an idiot. And I've certainly been an idiot in my life, thinking I can handle more than I can handle. You hear me? Whew. Then said Jesus to Peter, put up your sword, man. The cup which my Father's given me, I ain't supposed to drink it. You all big and bad, you gonna keep me from the cross while I came? Your plan, Peter? I don't think so, Peter. Put up your mess and shut your mouth. Now that's me adding to the Bible. Last one. There's four things. See if we can remember them real quick. Number one, don't ever say, I'll never do that. Number two, don't say, I don't need to pray about temptation. Number three, don't say, I got this. I can do it in my own strength. Makes sense or not? Number four, don't say, I can stand alone. Go ahead. Leave. Get out. I'm good. I can handle it. I'm fine. Gone. Well, we're good at giving speeches, ain't we? Don't ever say you can stand alone. Then took they Jesus and they led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, were set down together, Peter sat down among the mockers and the killers. And a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was with Jesus. Peter denied, said, woman, I don't know him. Oh, Peter's standing alone, ain't he? I can go right into the teeth of him and I'll be fine. After a little while, another saw him and said, you one of them. Peter said, I am not. About the space of an hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow was with him. He's a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what you're saying. And immediately, the rooster crowed. Oh, Peter, you got it, don't you, buddy? You can handle it alone, can't you? How'd it work out for him, huh? And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, before the cock crows, you go deny me three times. And Peter went out and did what? Peter went out and did what? That's what you're going to do too. That's what I'll do. I can't stand alone. I need people in my life. Did you know I need the people at McDonald's? People make fun of me. You go to McDonald's. Yeah, because I need them. Because they have value. They don't go to your church. No, a lot of them don't. I could give a hoot. They breathe life into me. Little girl this morning, she told me she was Catholic. She said, I think I'm going to come see you sometime. I said, well, you'd be welcome. I said, we got a house full of Catholics that come. Amen, yes or no? That's fine. And everything else. We just call them all sinners. How about that? Amen. We just crazy. Yeah. I got to quit. I got to quit. What'd we learn? Stop denying Jesus and face reality, church. Oh, I don't deny Jesus. Well, just think about what we said today. Just think about Peter. I mean, Peter's better than all of us, ain't he? I mean, I'd never say I'm Peter, would you? Oh, I'm as spiritual as Peter. Who would say something like that? If he did it, I'll do it. Yes, sir, say that with me. If he did it, I'll do it. So just face reality. Without Jesus, I will do that. Without Jesus, I will be tempted and drawn away. Without Jesus, keep looking. Or I do need Jesus. I need Jesus. I can't fight in my own strength. I just can't do it. As good as I can fight, that's still not good enough. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need to stand with brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the highlight of my week, Sunday morning. You're the preacher it's supposed to be. Most preachers, I bet if you ask them, they don't like what they do. And it's pressure. And they'd rather retire and be off somewhere else. Guess what? Not me. I love being with you. I want to be with you. Many of you are better than me. Oh, yes, you are. Some of you I look up to. I learn from you. A lot of you. And the ones who've been beat up by life and in the ditch, you got out of that ditch. And boy, you inspire me. Amen? Jesus said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And that's in the book of Hebrews, but he said that too, okay? This is his word. Don't do that. Don't do that. Especially as you see things getting worse in this world. Boy, I'll tell you that. You need one another. Because it's going to get very stressful as the time goes on by. Amen? All right. Say the verse with me and we're done. Casting all your what? What's that word? What's that word? Plain English. Stress. So cast all your what? Upon Him. For He what? Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. We're done. We're done. Boom. Amen.